Hey, this is Wayne with the band Three Lane Road. You're listening to Power Rock Podcast with our host, Jim Madonna. Time to crank it up.
Donnie here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I would like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream, whether it be rock, metal, heavy metal, speed metal, contemporary, melodic rock. Friends, we got it all. And today is no different, because I have on the line Mr. Wayne Britto, vocalist and guitarist of Three Lane Road. Wayne, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me on.
Wayne, I got to tell you, first of all, this is an honor for me. I had gotten hooked up with you on Facebook through Dave Tedder of Head First Entertainment, and he had contacted me and asked me if I would be interested in doing this interview. So he sent me over some information, and I says, man, absolutely. The sound that comes out of you guys, your band is tight, and I really, truly enjoy what you're doing, man. And,
appreciate it.
All my guests on the show are always I'm always honored, you know, to have people like yourself to take the time to basically spread the love. You know what I mean? You know, music's love.
No, I get you. Yeah, I mean, we're real thankful of the response that people have been giving us with these songs. You know, the six songs that we put out, the Three Lane Road self-titled EP. It's really great to see the response that people have had with these songs. Kind of a, you know, we're a nostalgic throwback rock sound, and we're getting almost overwhelmed sometimes with the emails that come in with people that are so happy and just interested that we're playing that style of music.
I certainly enjoy, you know, as I look at some of your influences, you know, Dokken, Bon Jovi, you know, that's the kind of stuff that I grew up with, that 80s rock. You guys really just, you almost take it to a different level, man. It's a cleaner sound. It's a different sound. It's a more vibrant sound, if you will. It's good, man.
Oh, we appreciate that. Yeah, I really enjoy the melodic style music, and, I miss melody and sing-song type music in the rock. And so when we embarked on, you know, putting this out, that is my thumbprint on most of that. I really bring in feel good rock.
Where did Three Lane Road come from? Why don't you go ahead and let...
Well, it's a funny story. It actually, you know, we were playing almost like a, you know, a Daryl's house, if you will. Here at my place, I have a studio. You know, it just got to the point where getting a little bit wearisome of playing covers, to where I wanted to create some original music. You know, there was a point where a couple years back, we were actually at a pretty big concert. I was really embarrassed for an opening group, and I just thought to myself, you know, we got to do something better than that. That there's no reason for what was going on. People had their backs to the band. And, you know, from that point was kind of a hatching of Three Lane Road, you know, putting some really good songs together where people can kind of throw back, you know, the time when they were growing up or going to concerts, and, you know, just a better time in life for people.
Being such a young band, you had stated that, you know, people had their backs to the stage, things like that. At any point throughout that, feel like, you know, this isn't worth it, throw in the towel kind of thing?
Well, you know, for us, you know, we really haven't been playing that long, but we've had a little bit of resistance. You know, I'm not sure we at the level of throwing the towel in, but we've had a lot of naysayers because it's not popular music. You know, we're a lighter side of rock. And once we put this out online, that changed the dynamics of everything, because there really was a lot of people who enjoyed what we're doing.
Now, speaking of putting it out online, do you have some links or websites that people can ahead and get your... Why don't you go ahead and let the listeners know?
Sure, you can do really anywhere online that you purchase or stream music, we're there. Three Lane Road, you can search as CD Baby. You can download digital, iTunes. You can go to our Facebook. Let's go to Facebook and look up Three Lane Road spelled out. There's a music store on there. The physical distribution of this is not yet ready for release. I'm expecting it out in the next couple of weeks. You can find us anywhere. We're literally international as far as distribution digital. So anywhere you buy music, you can find it.
That's excellent, man. The first song I want to talk about is called I Want. Why don't you go ahead and or give the listeners a little bit of history about that song?
You know, for us, it was a funny composition piece, because we are a little bit on the lighter sing-song side. So I wanted to get a footprint of something a little more aggressive. And so I Want is our answer, you know, to getting a little bit more of a harder rock for us. And I Want is really the classic, you know, tale of the boy meets girl and goes googly-eyed. So there's not a whole lot of mystery in the lyrics, you know, with that. But that's really how that I Want had come about.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, man, it is a great song. So let's go ahead and let the listeners hear it. I Want.
All right, crank it up.
Yeah, with Three Lane Road on Power Rock Podcast.
Girl.
Welcome back. We are with Wayne of Three Lane Road. And Wayne, I got to say, man, a great tune. I'll probably say that every time. And I hate to be repetitive. I hate to be repetitive, but they are great songs. That's why I had chosen to do this interview, because I think you would agree that in today's music industry, it's very, very difficult. It's not like it used to be, you know, 20 years ago or 15 years ago, where getting your name out there has become a challenge. It really has. What's your feelings on it?
Well, there's pros and cons, Jim. I basically came back after 25 years to play in this project. And 25 years ago, we couldn't get to the amount of people that we've gotten to already, the amount of shows we played. So from that standpoint, it's nice. But the downside is that it's really difficult for any group, if they're going to go out on the road to make any type of revenue, because there's just the fan base doesn't seem to want to come out and, you know, support these bands. So that from that side, I see it extremely difficult for any artist trying to get off the ground without, you know, a large bit of capital.
Doing interviews and speaking with so many different artists, I have found that as a whole, you know, unless you're on a major, you know, on a major record label, getting out there and playing and selling merchandise is really where it's at.
That's correct.
It's been such, like you had stated, there's pros and there's cons. And
yeah.
I think that my personal experience and my personal feelings is I think there's probably more cons and there are pros. That may sound kind of weird coming from me, but again,
it's difficult. There's no doubt it's difficult, you know, even from the production standpoint, you know, financing the project, getting it into a radio ready format is sometimes can be a feat, no doubt about that.
You are the lead singer and guitarist of the band. Being the lead singer, are you the one who writes all the material, or tell us a little bit about that?
Well, most, I would say 99.9% of it is a brainchild of myself. So I'll come up with a melody and song structure, you know, and try to present it to the guys, and we'll mold it, you know, and get it ready. But typically the song is a good 70 or 80 intact when I present it to the guys, that because I have to sing it, and I also formulate the chord structures, most of them, and get it ready. From that standpoint, it makes it a little bit easier. On the record, I'll do the vocals, all the vocal pieces, and then I may do some of the guitar pieces and have the other guys do the lead pieces on the guitars. In live, I'm only singing, so I'm not even playing guitar live right now.
The next song I would like to talk about is I'll Fly With You. How about you give the listeners some history about that tune?
Yeah, that's a great inspirational song. You know, I do a lot of writing of, you know, trying to broad stroke what a lot of people will. One of those ideas of epic love type thought process of reaching for the sky, you know, with one another in almost a Bon Jovi-ish type format, if you will, on the thought process, you know. So it's a feel good. Of course, all my songs are feel good songs, and it's one of those types of, you know, deliveries with it. That's really the whole, you know, finesse of that song.
Well, here it is. I'll Fly With You with Three Lane Road.
Stop down for you. up to you. Can I be that man for you, baby? Will my words mean enough for you? Will my words mean enough to you? Can I be what I am for you, baby? All of you get the best of me. All of you get the best. I'll fly with you. I'll dream with you.
Comes the repetitive part. Great tune, man. I love it, man. I really do. I sincerely do. Where would you like to see Three Lane Road in the next 5 years?
You know, I could see, you know, if there is a resurgence, you know, of some of the more nostalgic groups, I would love to be doing stuff on that level, you know, arena type stuff, larger festivals, really just trying to get the music turning as an industry more toward, you know, more of an upbeat type feel, more of an optimistic feel. You know, the theme of the songs that we have are very optimistic, and I'm not a big doom and gloom person, and that's really my push, if you will, for music, you know, helping people cope with, you know, just so much negativity in the world.
That's right.
That, you know, music should be enjoyed. It should uplift you. It should inspire you. And I would love to be that type of, you know, group that does inspire people and, you know, motivates better things out of them.
For the people that don't really know your biography, you guys had done a gig with Jolynn Turner in honor of the fallen Dallas or police officers.
That's right.
Go ahead and tell the listeners about that.
Oh, that was a local show in Dallas. You know, Joe had contacted one of the promoters that we know, really in support of police officers and whatnot. And we were very, very privileged to be involved in that with them. That was a great lineup that he brought with him. And it was just, you know, a way to give back to the community of, you know, those who protect and serve us. It was a great honor for us to be involved in that. It's a hard job.
I could only imagine the stress that's involved in that.
But that was a great time.
Next track I want to talk about is called Strange Way. How about some history, bro?
Oh, man. You know, when I concocted that song, the intro rhythm was my attempt to throw a little Deep Purple, you know, back into circulation. I'm a big Richie Blackmore fan as well. And, you know, the chorus line came off very well. Again, you know, I'll sound like a broken record now. I do sing a lot of love-type songs. You know, guy chasing a girl around. You know, what would he do if she actually said yes to him? You know, it would be a strange world to him. So that's the whole idea of that song.
Well, it's a great concept. That's a reality that a lot of, you know, that finding that special someone. Finding that person that you choose to spend the rest of your life with. As for myself, I've been with my lovely wife for 17 years.
I'm
so blessed to have her in my life, and she's my angel.
Oh, right.
You know, if I had it my way, if I could sing, I would sing about her, but you don't want that happening.
Well, you've got it right. Yeah, my wife is the inspiration of these songs, and we recently celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary, you know, and it's funny because that is, without love, you know, you really have nothing, you know, whether you're married or not, that's the way that I look at things. And so that's the root of all these songs.
All right. Well, here it is. Strange Way with Three Lane Road. Crank it up here on Power Rock Podcast.
Yeah, my heart.
All right, next question I got for you. If somebody was to come up to you to ask you about getting into the music industry, what type of advice would you give them?
It's going to sound cliche, but I would say be original. Be original and be what you are. There's far too many fakes out there, you know, doing stuff. And I believe there's a whole lot of why people don't succeed in anything is because they're not original and they're not being who they are. And that's what I would say is be original. Be who you are.
That's a great answer, man. The next track I would like to talk about is Time of Our Lives. How about some history?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Time of Our Lives. Well, you know, the thought that I had with this one was really thinking about there's no guarantee for tomorrow. Right now, even as we're having this talk, you know, about these songs, Jim, this is the time of your life because there's no guarantee for tomorrow. We can die in any time, car crash, fall down dead. So the time of our lives is a very optimistic view of living your life for now. There's a lot of people that miss that, and unfortunately, they put a lot of stress upon themselves waiting for something that's never going to happen, and they miss the now. And so that's really the emphasis of the time of our lives.
You know, I like to say this, and is that yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery. Today is a gift.
That's right.
Today is a gift. That's why we call it the present.
Yeah, well said.
Because yesterday really is history, man. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it except learn from it.
No.
You know, tomorrow's a mystery. It's not even here yet. All we have is the here and now. And like you said, during this interview, one of us could fall over. I think a lot of people, including myself at times, just really take life for granted, man. That, you know, they expect that tomorrow is going to be here when, man, that's insane thinking.
It is, and that was my optimism pushing people forward. That today is the time of your life because you may not only can you not save time, as Jim Croce adequately said, I can save time in a bottle.
Yeah, there it is. That's a great tune.
Yeah, save time. You got to live it. You got to live it.
Well, here it is, Time of Our Lives with Three Lane Road.
It up.
Crank it up here on Power Rock Podcast. again, Wayne, killer song, well arranged, well produced. Great tune, my friend.
Oh, appreciate it.
Wayne, what I'm going to do, man, is I'm going to ask you one more question, and then we're going to go ahead and close the show out, okay? What type of legacy would you like to leave to your friends, family, and fans?
You know, high school yearbook, my quote is, think crazy. And those who know me know that I don't live a life of regret. I've done more things than many will ever do in their life. Yeah, I've served in the Marine Corps. I've played, I'm now playing music again for the second time in my life. Pastor of my own home church. I've been to seminary. I've got six beautiful children. I own my own, I own several other companies outside of those ventures. So, you know, the legacy that I would love to leave is to never stop dreaming. And that's hopefully my life will be a reflection of that is, you know, the only one who can tell you no is you by not trying.
You said that you were a pastor. Earlier you had stated that, you know, your songs are like ballad types, like love songs.
They are.
Well, you know what? I'm a believer. You know, God is love. And it's really cool how that connection that I just had made with you, because that in itself, I think you're expressing that about God without saying it.
Am I
on the right track there?
Yeah. Well, you know, there was pressure, Jim, early on to label us Christian, and I had, dug my heels in. The reason why we're not labeled Christian music is because I honestly believe it narrows the audience. And I'm not preaching to anybody. I mean, they're just good rock songs, very positive. And what I believe is what I believe. Now, if you want to ask me, then I'll tell you. But music should be inspiration. And sometimes even that title will oppress people to the fact they don't want to hear it. So, and that is the whole move with the music of Three Lane Road is, you know, we're going to play good, positive music that people can enjoy without any type of label on it. And you can get out of it what you want to get out of it.
Yeah, because you know what? You can turn on Facebook, you can turn on CNN, you can turn on anything to do with the media, and you will certainly find something to drag you down if you allow it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you don't need it happening with music. And that's really our, my thumbprint within Three Lane Road is, when you're asking about a legacy, is really just striving to motivate and inspire people to whatever endeavor that may be.
I got to tell you, that is by far just an amazing answer. So what we're going to do here, Wayne, is we're going to go ahead and close it out. And again, I truly want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, you giving me your time to give me a call and to share some of your story, to share to the listeners what you and your band has to offer. I want to say to you that I truly, truly wish you the utmost success in all that you do, and that God just blesses you guys. Three Lane Road has what it takes to rock the people.
Oh, I appreciate you.
All right. Well, there you have it. An interview with Wayne Britto of Three Lane Road. Is we're going to go ahead and close this show out with one more song. This one here is called Dreams. Peace.